A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Credibility, also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery.
So, can I tell you, we had a... Look, we're all trying to figure this out. I don't know how many of our segments we've started with that. Listen, we're all trying to figure out all of this. All of this.
We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay. It's fine.
But we had a social distancing. We had a social distancing thing, you know, like a lunch today, right?
Yeah.
There's a KSL sports team, right?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is interesting. We were at a public park. We were all looking at each other, eating our takeout food, and it was good because on the one hand, it was like, hey, you know what? This is nice that we're all kind of getting together. But, you know, at some point, we were all like, all right, anyway, talk to you guys later. You know, like, yeah. And I know that we're trying to be – I know we're trying to figure out a way to still be, like, a team and build, and my boss, Nate, is awesome in that sense. He's like, let's try to figure this out. But at the same time, too, everybody's like, okay, here we are. How's everybody doing? Is everybody okay?
You know? How many Zoom meetings are you having now every day?
Oh, but see, here's the thing. I would take this over a Zoom meeting all day, every day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not complaining about that. Plus, there was free food. What I'm saying is that we don't know what to do with each other because we're like, is everything good? Yeah, you? All right. Well, talk to you later. Love you.
Yep.
Keep going or see whatever. Prince Charles says you've got to pick the veggies. Look, I would do it. If President Trump came to me and said, Tom Cruise has told me to tell you from Prince Charles that you need...
But would you believe him, though? I mean, if President Trump came to you and said, hey, Tom Cruise wanted me to tell you something, I mean, would you believe it or would you be like, oh, sure, dude. Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, he'd want to take the credit, right? Anyway.
Now, I would do it for Prince Charles, because Prince Charles is a king.
He's not.
You just said that.
You just said, it doesn't make any sense. I would do it for Prince Charles, because Prince Charles, he's not just a prince. He's a king. That's not true. He's just
the
prince.
He's soon to be a king.
No.
I bet
his mom outlives him.
We don't have kings in the U.S. That's why I don't have to do anything President Trump says when he comes to me with some phony story about Tom Cruise.
Do your part, Great Britain, and pick the vegetables.
However, when a real-life king comes to me.
I wish he's wearing the crown and the cape that has the white and black spots? You know, it's like white fur with the black spots in it. If he's wearing that, then I'll do it. I'll say, put that cape on. Which one? The one with the white fur and the black spots. And then I'll think about picking your oranges for you.
Yeah.
They have oranges in Great Britain? I don't think it's a climate.
No, they're everywhere. You can't swing a stick without hitting an orange lying around everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the land of oranges.
It's all they do there. Oh, mangoes, oranges, pineapples. Just flowing through the streets of Great Britain. They can't get rid of it. What do you think the song was written? You put the lime in the coconut. It was for the people of Great Britain. Because that's all. Because
they didn't know what to do. They had so many coconuts.
They're filthy with
them. Limes.
They're filthy with them. All right, Millard, we got to get to the important part of the show.
Where is this conversation going?
I have no idea. So,
for goodness sakes. Pier 1, we got consumer news.
Oh, yes, we do.
Have you got an intro?
Yes, I do.
Inside consumer news. It could save your life. Or not. Mm.
So Pier 1 is on its way out. It's filed for bankruptcy a few months ago, and now this week it's asked the bankruptcy court to cease its retail operations as soon as reasonable as possible. That means that this 58-year-old company is going to be closing down all of its stores.
Yeah, and you know what? You only have yourself to blame, Ethan. When was the last time you went into Pier 1?
It actually, and this is not a lie, it was actually last year. Coincidentally,
really?
It was last year. Yeah,
well, then it's,
it was early last year, and I cannot remember why I was in there, but I do remember.
Did you buy anything?
I remember walking into Pier 1, and I remember it because I'd never been to Pier 1 before. So I've been there once, and it was like a year ago.
So, and did you buy anything?
I can't remember.
Well,
probably not.
Sounds like a dedicated. Sounds like a dedicated customer.
I think.
You ever
I think
been
I was on
once
some...
last year, and did you buy anything? Can't remember.
Yeah,
just love it.
Maybe
I love
I could have
place.
Predicted this. Maybe I could have predicted.
That's what I'm saying is that we say that we have an affinity for these companies that are going out of business.
I never said that.
We say that we worship at the altar of
Pier 1,
of Pier 1
of home decor.
But you are a liar. Wait, here's the thing though. I will say this though, and this is another story that is part of consumer news, and that is, what is our desperation? Aside from the jobs, which I want to be able to save for everybody, right? But why are we bending over backwards to keep talking about JCPenney? Like, honestly, I'm not trying to rip on JC or his mother Penny, but I'm just trying to say that this is like a place that we haven't been. Everybody's experience with JCPenney over the past, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 years has been not a good one most of the time. And so when you see this news, for example, that Amazon is thinking about merging with JCPenney or saving JCPenney. Now, from Amazon's standpoint, it's another brick-and-mortar place that they can basically fulfill their logistics of getting people stuff and getting people to return stuff and getting people on board as part of making Jeff Bezos a trillionaire at some point.
Right.
But when we look at it and we go, hey, we got to save JCPenney, I'm always like, what? You don't even like JCPenney. And there's nothing that JCPenney does for me. There's nothing that JCPenney does nowadays.
How do you know? You never go there.
That's
what
I'm saying.
It might be the perfect store.
Where is one? Will you tell me where there's a JCPenney?
Like, oh, my gosh.
If you tell me where there's a JCPenney and then you send me a Google pin and it actually is the place where the Cottonwood Mall used to stand, then I'm going to be upset. Right?
Hold on. I'm going to Google Maps.
Google Maps. JCPenney. Dundee Estas.
If there's one on your street, I'm going to laugh so hard.
There's one on my street. Residential neighborhood, JCPenney on the corner. And they go,
hold on, this is
oh,
taking a
know.
Minute.
Oh, you want... I walk up and go, hi, I feel really stupid about this, but I want to get my vacuum serviced.
Okay.
I think that's all that they did. I'm not sure. That and what are the jokes? People
Alex.
Are like, what the JCPenney? I shopped in the Husky
no.
section. Mom,
hold on.
Your mom asks, how does it feel in the crotch area? And you go, it doesn't fit real well, okay? That's my experience with JCPenney.
Okay,
that's
shake
it.
The crotch. You got to shake the crotch out a little bit.
No, no. How does it feel? Did you button them up? Did you zip up? Did you zip up the zipper? Okay.
I pulled up JCPenney
and
on Google
how
Maps.
Many? How many?
There is one at Southtown.
Okay.
There's one at the district.
I'm not trying to be mean about it. Please
there's
don't text
one
me in with the stuff about
Valley Fair Mall. So face. We have three in the Salt Lake Valley.
Okay, hold on.
Hold
I'm
on.
Looking
I'm
for
expand it a little
I'm
bit.
I'm gonna look for some products that I wanna find at JCPenney. I'm on JCPenney.com, which is still operating. It didn't come up with hey, you can buy this website now. And there's a kids section. There's do they do clothes mostly now? Now listen. 40-50% off men's and women's swimwear, and up to 30% off of blenders. So now we're talking. This department store action. You know what I mean?
Hold on. There's one up by you. Dude.
Where?
Hold on.
If you say it's in Idaho, I'm not going to like your joke, because everyone says that I live far away now. And
no.
I don't.
All right. So it is. All right. So
you
it's.
Don't, I'm just saying, all these businesses are going out of business, and you say, that's a shame. You don't actually support them, and you don't care for them that much, and you don't use them.
It's over by the. It's on Hillfield Road.
Okay.
It's kind of south of the conference center, where all those stores and restaurants are.
The conference.
Dude, it's right there, bro. You can throw a rock from your house to this JCPenney.
There's no conference center in Fruit Heights.
Davis Conference Center. No, it's not literally in Fruit Heights.
I thought you said it was in my neighborhood.
I mean that.
I got you. I got you.
It's on Helfeld Road.
Helfeld Road. We're taking the break. When we come back, Ethan's going to take the there's a thing that's been happening. All these celebrities that have been getting online and doing like the Zoom, hey man, you can, let's get through this together. It's kind of interesting because I've looked and been like, oh, he looks a little bit old now that I don't see him in a movie. And I started to go through a couple things, and I want Ethan to take this celebrity age quiz when we come back. So I took it today, and I missed all around everybody.
Okay.
In all directions, up and down, everything. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to come back. You can test your knowledge as well. Celebrity ages. Stay right here with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.